Today we learn Brachos Daf Lamed Dalet. At the very bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Gemara commented on the line in the Mishnah where we say Modim Modim Mishaskinos. So if a person says Modim twice, you quiet him down. So the Gemara had a stira whether if you say Shema twice that you have to quiet him down. And the Gemara said it depends if you say one word at a time, repeating it, or you say the whole pasuk and then repeat the entire pasuk. Machlokes Rashi tells us which way that chiluk goes. And then the Gemara said, but wait a second, maybe if a person says Shema twice, it's only because he didn't have kavana the first time. So the Gemara said, no, chas v'shalom, chavrusa klap yishamayim mi'ika. Someone's not going to have kavana the first time. That guy should be beaten up if he doesn't have kavana the first time. So that can't be. That's not something that you would ever be choshed somebody. So the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph tells us that if a person makes a mistake in the middle of davening, so we have to get him out of there, we have to not allow him to be the Shliach Tzibur, and replace him. So at that time, even though normally it's okay to hesitate when you're asked to be a Shliach Tzibur, not at that moment in time. You can't hesitate. And when you begin, you have to begin from the beginning of the bracha that the person made a mistake during. Once we're talking about Shliach Tzibur, it tells us that a Shliach Tzibur during Birchas Kohanim should not answer Amen, and if he is a Kohen, he shouldn't duchen, unless he's absolutely certain that he's not going to become confused. So the Gemara quotes a braisa at the beginning about how to be misarev, about how to refuse when you're asked to daven. So you're supposed to refuse a little bit, like salt and yeast. When you have a little bit of it, it's good. When you have too much of it, it's not so good. So the way we do it is the first time someone asks you, you say no, thank you. Second time, you already give a hint that you might accept if he just asks a third time. And then the third time he asks, then you just go up to the amud and you take the amud. That's the appropriate behavior. The Gemara tells us if a person makes a mistake in Shmona Esrei, you go back to the beginning of that section of Shmoneh Esrei. There are three sections of Shmoneh Esrei. The Shalosh Rishonos, all the Amtsayos, and the Shalosh Achronos. So wherever your mistake is, you go back to the beginning of that section. That is Shitas Rav Huna. But Rav Asi says, no, you go back to the, if you're in the Amtsayos, you go back just to the bracha that you made a mistake in, and that's it. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the Amtsayos. The Mishnah sounds like Rav Asi. It sounds like you go back only to the beginning of that bracha. But the Gemara says, no, maybe Rav Huna reads it that all the Amtsayos count as one big bracha, so when it says you go back to the beginning of the bracha, it means you go back to the beginning of the Amtsayos, to the second section of Shmoneh Esrei. Gemara tells us these sections are divided in the following way. The first section of Shmoneh Esrei is Divrei Shevach Tashem. Second section is where when we get to ask everything we want, we're Shol Tzrachav. And third section is Ki'ilu, we're already Kibol Pras Mirabo V'Niftav Ha'olichlo. We already got what we needed, and now we're on our way. The Gemara then tells us a Maisa, two different Maisa of Talmidim that davened in front of Rabbi Lazar. One of them davened very long, the other one davened very short, and the other Talmidim complained about both of them. This one, Kama Archon Uzeh, Kama Katron Uzeh, this one's too long, this one's too short. And to both of them he responded, is he Marich any more than Moshe Rabbeinu who was Marich for 40 days? Is he Mekatzer any more than Moshe Rabbeinu who just said, Kelna Rafana Allah? And that was the whole entire tefillah. So don't complain, there's no such thing as too short or too long. The Gemara then tells us that when davening for a Chola, so you ain't Sarach Laskir Shemo. You don't have to mention the name, and we learn that from that same pasuk. Kelna Rafan Allah. We mentioned that parenthetical to the mention of that pasuk. Kelna Rafan Allah. Moshe never mentioned Miriam's name. Then we start talking about the structure of Shemoneh Esrei, when you're supposed to bow. The beginning and end of Avos, and Hodah B'tchil B'sof, but not during other brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. It's only in those spots of Shemoneh Esrei that a person is supposed to bow, unless you're a melech or a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol could bow at the end of every bracha. A melech could bow at the beginning and at the end of every single bracha. Then the Gemara describes, once we're talking about bowing, all the different types of bowing. There's kida, which is done on the face, kriya, which is on the knees, hishtachava'a, which is pishut yadayim raglayim, just spreading out your arms and legs straight flat on the floor, and it has psukim to prove each of these definitions. The Gemara tells us that bowing in Hoda'ah of Hallel is Maguna. Gemara says bowing in Hoda'ah is no good, so how could we say we're allowed to bow in Hoda'ah? No, that's only talking about the Hoda'ah of Hallel, the Hodul Hashem Gitov of Hallel. That's where it's Maguna, that's where it's no good. In Shmoneh Esrei, it is good. If a person makes a mistake, the new Mishnah in Lamed Aleph Beis tells us if a person is mispal v'ta'a, he makes a mistake during his tefillah, simin ralo, it's a very bad sign for him. And if he's a shliach tzibur when he makes a mistake, then it's a bad sign for the entire tzibur, because shlucha shalodim kamoso, he's representing the whole tzibur, so that mistake represents the entire tzibur. Ideally, one is supposed to have kavana for all the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, but the Gemara says at the very least for avos, a person should have kavana during the bracha of avos. The Gemara goes on on to tell us that the difference between what the Nevi'im were misnavei about versus what Ayin Lo Ra Asa L'Kim Zol Asecha, versus things that even Nevi'im couldn't imagine in their wildest dreams. So we say the Nevi'im were misnavei about Talmidei Chachamim, or perhaps Yemos HaMashiach. Ayin Lo Ra Asa, I mean, the Nevi'im were misnavei about people who are Mahane Talmidei Chachamim. Ayin Lo Ra Asa is the Talmidei Chachamim themselves, the schar that they're going to get. The Nevi'im were only misnavei about Yemos HaMashiach. Ayin Lo Ra Asa is Olam Haba, right? Because Ein Bein Yemos HaMashiach, and that goes against Shmuel's, the Ein Bein Shmuel's statement, the Ein Bein Olam Zel Yemos HaMashiach, El Shuv Malchios Bulvad. He thinks the Nevi'im were not misnavei about Yemos HaMashiach because the Nevi'im say supernatural things, and Yemos HaMashiach is not going to be supernatural at all. Then the Gemara says that's maybe the difference between Bali Tshuva and Tzadikim Gemurim. That all the schar, we read about the good schar, that's for Tzadikim. But the great schar, that's for Bali Tshuva. That's beyond our imagination. That's a very popular phrase this time of year. What's a little less popular is the fact that it's a machlokas in the Gemara, that the other sheet in the Gemara says the other way, that Tzadikim Gemurim are in a better place than Bali Tshuva. And then the Perek and the Amud finishes off by telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would listen to the tefillah of an Eved before he would listen to the tefillah of the Sar. That Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had his Talmud, Rabbi Chanina, Davin, for his sick son, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ilmale ben Zakkai, if I would have been davening all day, I never would have been answered, because I'm like a Sar Lefnei HaMelech, but the Eved Lefnei HaMelech has a certain Maila to it that even he couldn't achieve. So that's the end of really the first half of Maseches Brachos. Mishem, tomorrow we start with Tav Lamed Hei.